Welcome, everyone. My name is Gabby Gusters. I'm going to be your host today for our podcast, Talking Insights. Today, we're going to be focusing on our upcoming event, the Art Insights of Innovation Conference in Chicago, being held on the 14th until the 16th of June. In today's episode, we'll be speaking with Daniel Burkell. He's Senior Vice President of Research at the Palmerson Group. He has a wealth of experience in integrating AI into market research, and he's here to share his insights and some applications that he might be covering in his session in Chicago. Welcome, Daniel. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Gabby. It's good to see you again.
Yes. Well, for those of you who don't know, I actually met Daniel at my first ever conference in Canada, and he came over to help me do some TikTok for the market researchers. It was quite fun times, and he will be doing the same, obviously, in Chicago. But that's not the reason why I brought him here today. Daniel, let's talk about what you will be covering and what participants should expect from the topics and your session at the conference.
Fantastic. So I'm thrilled to be coming to Chicago. This is an event I've been looking forward to for quite a while. What I love about this event, it's a good size. It's a great place. And it's really it's going to be a community of people all excited to learn and to kind of put their own efforts and their own personalities and their own backgrounds into the mix. And so my session, my topic, my thing in Chicago is going to be a mixing pot of a whole bunch of different elements all around the topic of AI. I know every single conference you've gone to in the last year has AI, every single topic. But there's a big difference here. And I think the big difference is I'm not a computer guy. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not a, I have no platform to hype up. I have no, I have no vested interest in any external cause around AI. And I'm also very well aware of the buzz of AI, both the hype and the legitimate uses of it. But the difference is I'm a researcher at my core. I'm a quali. I run groups, I run sessions, I run a business that does market research. And we've incorporated AI into so much of what we do, both on the front end and on the back end, that has made our life easier. And so what I want to do in Chicago is talk about commercially available tools. I'm not trying to sell anything. Again, I'm not trying to like hype a platform up. Things that you can use, how to separate the noise and the madness and really pull out elements that you can use in your own business. And that's the piece that I think is different about this. It is going to be interactive. It's going to be, it's a hands-on experience. And I want to talk with respondents, not to them.
That's really good to hear, especially because last month you held an academy session on this topic as well, which, by the way, broke records here at SMR. But you also mentioned that because you're a quali, you have a different way of thinking and seeing things, which I understand can be very interesting, especially coming from talking about such a technical topic as AI. Let's talk about specific applications of AI in qualitative research. Can you talk to me about how to use AI tools to enrich this particular area?
So I think the real element that everyone misses is that AI is not a replacement, and it's not something you can use to change your process. I think you walk into research the exact same way you always did, even back 5 years ago before AI was a thing, 10 years ago, let's say. But what AI can do is it can take the elements that you're not good at and make you quite competent at them. For example, graphics. I'm not good at graphics. I can't draw a picture for my life. I can use many of the tools to make presentation deliverables look much better. That's a really simple example, right? But in quality research, some of the amazing superpower tools that AI offers, for example, around the area of projective techniques. There was one tool in specific that we were using. You know, when you run a focus group and you have everyone, they used to make collages or they used to, you know, cut up magazines. There was a tool that allowed people on their phones to draw a picture. And so we used that. And that was an incredible way of getting user input, getting input from respondents without having to use a third-party borrowed source like a magazine or a picture deck, right? That's, I think, one example of where AI really took something we were already doing and made it better and made it much more easy for the participant, useful for the clients, and interesting for us as researchers.
What about the intersection of AI and market research? You talked about some tools, but if we're looking, for example, to the next 5 years, I know that generative AI really became a huge thing, but if you look at the future, what are some projections and predictions that you have?
I don't think it's my place to tell you the future. The future is going to happen whether we like it or not. But what I do think is the genie's out of the box, right? AI is not going to go away. I think what's going to happen very clearly is that just like back in the year 1995, you would talk about an internet business, or the word internet was always like the lead line in all presentations. The internet is coming. And then suddenly the word internet disappeared because it just became terra firma. And I think AI, right now we're all talking AI this, AI that. AI is integrated in so much of what we do now, but it is going to be integrated in so much of what we are going to be doing, right? And so I think the word AI is going to disappear. We're not going to be talking about it's an AI use of qualitative research or quantitative research. It's just going to be something that happens, like running water. I don't talk in my house about the plumbing. It just is there. I just know it's there. So I think that that's going to be one of the things that really takes hold. But I think if you don't know AI, let me rephrase that. If you aren't experienced, if you haven't tried out, if you haven't explored both good and bad and seen what's possible now, it will be very difficult as things go on to catch up because it's such a fast moving field. For example, in Chicago's right now, it's the end of May when we're recording this. And we're doing Chicago in what, 3 weeks, give or take?
25 days.
So in 25 days, I guarantee you there will be one or two more tools in my toolbox that don't exist right now when I'm recording this. And I think one of the most interesting things about AI is that it's this explorative space where so many companies are playing with potentials, and the speed of innovation is so fast that it's not about learning everything and walking away. It's about just being able to feel that you're caught up to this incredibly speeding train. And that's what I want my session to do. That's what I want this topic to be about. I want to make it so that people from the research space, people like me, can walk out feeling competent and confident that they can at least interpret what's around them and potentially utilize tools that will help them do the work they're doing, whether or not it's in the qual space. I work in qual, but for quant, for data, for analytics, for any of the like myriad of professions we have within research, I think it will help us in some way. Even in your role, Gavin.
Right. I already see it, Daniel. To be honest, I already see it. It really, the way that I market today has been so much easier than the way that I used to market 5-10 years ago. And I still have to do a lot of the thinking. I have to do most of the thinking, but monotonous work that was time consuming and sometimes even things that I don't even think of. And I just, as a joke, I put on ChatGPT, help me come up with something. And it's quite interesting the ideas that come out of this interaction that do improve the way that I work and definitely help me streamline some of the workload that I have.
100%. And I think it's a double-edged sword. So AI is both so easy and so rich, and it gives you back this wealth of information, but not all of it helps you necessarily. And because it looks so slick, it's often very easy to get distorted from what your purpose is. So I want to walk into this topic and walk into this session with my researcher hat on, not my, like, I get wowed by technology, cool. But I want to really let the researcher inside me and the researcher inside the people in the room to hold court and say, hey, this is useful, or hey, this is not useful. And again, I'm talking in vague overall topics because I want you to come to this. That's why I'm doing this.
Exactly. You have to leave a bit for the imagination.
I can't give it all away.
You can't give it all away. But it's sure to say that the participants will be walking out with AI tools and AI methodologies that they'll be able to implement in their everyday job.
100% guaranteed. 100% guaranteed. So I've done this course in variations in the past, including with, for example, when we did this course a couple months ago on the Academy, many people walked away. I got notes after saying that this really helped them grasp the concept. And I think the reason why is because I'm coming from your shoes, right? I'm not a computer person. I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm really just a researcher who likes figuring out what works and what doesn't. And I like figuring out how to take the things that are out there, learn what they are, and then selectively use the ones that work for me to make my gig better. But again, whoever you are, whatever your background is, I'm certain you can find something out of this that will help you out.
Indeed. Let's talk a little bit about real market research scenarios, because it's also something that happened and you discussed in your previous course here at the Academy. What are some common challenges that market researchers actually face that AI may help them overcome?
So one of the challenges, I think, in the qualitative space, for example, is ensuring that things stay human and that we're not just using these incredibly powerful tools to make things up, like to hallucinate and make up content that is not true, but also that doesn't connect in the right way with the right people. And so I think ensuring humanity is a real market research challenge. Obviously on the functional side, safety and security come up consistently as being concerns around AI. How do you play in a closed sandbox? How do you, I say play because it's my language, but how do you ensure that the information that you're feeding in is not being read by someone else, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just, I think that when we think of AI, we often think ChatGPT and typing in to a chatbot. That field has gotten so big. Most of the AI tools that we use now are in the video space or in the audio space or in the visual space. The just typing answers back and forth really seems to be 6 months ago. Mm. But again, yeah. Everything's moving so fast.
It is moving so fast, including ChatGPT itself.
Have you been playing with the most recent version?
I have been playing with the most recent version. I don't know what I think about it. I think that it's more like me. This is very scary to say, actually, but I feel like it's more similar to my personality.
Why do you say that?
I'm quite direct when I speak and when I write. And oftentimes when I'm writing an email, this is, by the way, I'm saying this, and I'm sorry for whoever's reading this, but oftentimes I run it past ChatGPT to tone down my directness so that I am more of a pleasing person. And with a new version, I realize that when it does tone it down, it still sounds very similar to the real me. So it's kind of learning who I feel like it's learning who I am, and it's speaking like I'm speaking.
So there's a new function now where it actually incorporates the history of all your conversations beforehand. So it does know who you are. Do you interact with ChatGPT by voice or by typing?
Always typing.
Okay. So I'm going to show you something right now. If that's okay.
Okay.
So I have my phone here. So I think one of the key things to do is always use voice for ChatGPT. Never use typing. Because typing slows you down. What typing does is it makes you think in a certain box way. But if you just start talking to it and let it talk back to you, you can be much more natural. So I'll press the button.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, ChatGPT, how's it going? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm talking to my friend Gabby. She's on a podcast with me right now. And I'm trying to explain to her why AI is such an interesting thing for the field of market research. Can you give me some good talking points to try to to illustrate this conversation?
Talking points you can use to explain why AI is fascinating for market research. First, AI can process and analyze vast amounts of data quickly. This means researchers can get insights faster than ever before. Second, AI can identify patterns and trends that might be missed by humans, offering deeper and more accurate insights into consumer behavior. Additionally, AI can help with predictive analytics, allowing companies to anticipate market trends and consumer needs more effectively. Furthermore, AI tools like natural language processing can analyze qualitative data from surveys, social media, and customer reviews, providing valuable insights into consumer sentiment and preferences. Finally, AI can automate repetitive tasks, freeing up researchers to focus on more strategic aspects of their work and enhancing overall productivity. These points should help illustrate why AI is a game changer in market research.
Honestly, that's great. But what you're doing is you're giving me really, really basic speaking points. I want you to go deeper. I want you to give me three things that I can say to make people who are listening to this podcast want to go to a presentation that I'm giving on this topic. Give me three really amazing, short, succinct points that will make attendees want to come to Chicago to this event.
Got it. Here are three compelling points to entice your audience. First, AI can unlock hidden consumer insights by analyzing unstructured data from social media, reviews, and other digital interactions, providing a 360-degree view of consumer behavior that traditional methods can't achieve. Second, AI-driven predictive analytics can forecast future trends with unprecedented accuracy, allowing businesses to stay ahead of the curve and make proactive data-driven decisions. Third, at the presentation in Chicago, you'll see live demonstrations of cutting-edge AI tools in action, showing how they can transform raw data into actionable strategies, providing a competitive edge in the market. These points should captivate your...
Okay, I'm going to stop doing that, but you can see that when you talk to it straight and you use your own language, it eventually starts learning what you're trying to get across. Mm-hmm. This is the most powerful technology that's ever been created, in my opinion. Once you start using it in a natural way, it actually is very useful. But again, we're just teasing around a topic, but I think you can never let just the first answer go. You always have to repeat and say, no, go deeper. No, give me more. No, give me an insight that I'm not going to understand. And I'm trying to read your face. How do you feel about this? Do you feel good about this?
I am so excited by what just happened. This live showing me exactly how what you're going to be talking about. I loved how we integrated ChatGPT into this. And I love how you taught me how to talk to ChatGPT because I've never done it before. I must do it. Love it.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. And I actually had more questions, but I feel like this is a perfect ending to this podcast. ChatGPT just sold your whole session to our audience at the moment.
Hey, so I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to seeing whoever's listening to this. And it's going to be a blast in Chicago.
It is going to be a blast. Daniels, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to come by and watch you do this in real life. And again, our Chicago event, Art and Science of Innovation, is happening on the 16th until the 18th of June. The rates will go up after this Friday, so make sure to grab your passes if you haven't done so. If you are a client, you are eligible for 50% discount. Also join our event for the Client Summit happening on the 14th of June, also in Chicago. Thank you so much, Daniel. Really appreciate this, and I will see you in Chicago.
See you soon. Thanks. Nice.